Do you think the politics are different when it comes to LGBT and queer in Europe and in the States?
From what I've seen, yes, the politics are different. There are people with money and power in the States who claim to be spokespeople for the LGBT movement, who are not necessarily spokespeople for the queer population of the States, which I think outnumbers LGBT. And so the politics, the visible politics of LGBT in the States seems to be focused on marriage equality, gay day at Disneyland, joint stock portfolios, and fuck the French because they didn't help us in Iraq. And the politics that I saw in England was, how do we care for our homeless kids? How do we care for the queer kids that are homeless? I went, holy my gosh! And how do we get health care that's adequate for someone who's presenting beyond a gender norm? That's nowhere near a priority of the LGBT world in the United States. In Norway, I know for a fact that Norway sends what, a dozen kids a year to some country where queer kids are treated so badly. And each of these Norwegian kids is given a letter from the government. These are our children, don't fuck with them, or you'll incur the wrath of Norway. And so the Norwegian youth get to spend a chance. Get an opportunity to work with even less privileged kids, even more pushed on the outside to help them get some strength and some footing in their government. The United States LGBT movement doesn't even know about that, doesn't even really know how LGBTQI, etc. Youth or elders or anybody who's not wearing the latest button-down fashion. We don't know how they're treated, and we don't care. The people who are claiming to speak for the LGBT movement don't seem to consider that a priority. We're not part of the world community, our LGBT world. Whereas I see European LGBTQ leaders are reaching out to each other across national borders and saying, well, what's going on with you? Well, we've got this. Can we give you that? And we sure need a little bit of what you've got. We do not do that. We do do that state to state, which is unusual. The coasts are reaching out in the United States, are reaching out to other parts of the United States that aren't so privileged and where LGBT folks are not quite as welcome. And so that is going on. And there's a great deal of care within even what I'm calling assimilationist LGBT movement. There's a great deal of care for people who want to be just like them within the United States. But people who don't want to be, people who are talking about socialist reform, LGBT movement in the United States couldn't give a flying fuck. And I don't see that in Europe. I see Europe much more concerned with the welfare of people in general. I'm not familiar enough with the LGBT scene in Europe to know if it's actually taking a good look at its own internalized racism, its own internalized classist views, its own internalized Luxist views. Certainly, citizenship is a big issue in Europe, as it is here in the United States. Well, if you're not a citizen of our country, get the fuck out. You're a second-class citizen, and Lord knows we have that going here in the country. And this America in the United States, whereas we're supposed to be, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free, and we haven't done that in well over 100 years. I don't know if the LGBTQ community in Europe is looking at its need for spiritual values the way I think American LGBTQ culture needs to look at its need for spiritual and religious values. Because it seems that many religions condemn LGBT folks. It seems that way. Then what happens within an LGBT community is we throw out all religion. And that's such a big mistake. You can't throw God out of the picture. And I'm an atheist. I mean, you can't throw God out of the picture. God's there. I just don't happen to believe in him. But he's real for a whole lot of folks, and religions have saved more lives than have killed. Yes, religions have slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people, but I think they've kept more people alive. So looking the LGBTQ community in Europe and in the United States, I think, needs to look at its own margins and start taking care of its own marginalized people while reaching out toward assisting the marginalized people who walk side by side needing the same kind of help and assistance from quote-unquote supportive government that we all need. As we're talking, we're sitting in Seattle, Washington, which is one of the great queer centers of the United States. Not LGBT. Yeah, there's an LGBT center here, but it seems to be much more interested in social reform and actually caring about people rather than caring about their stock portfolios and their marriage rights. I'm drawn to Seattle, Washington for that reason, because it's more European than it is indicative of what the LGBT world is like in the United States.
I did interviews in New York too, and I'm doing an episode in the series about New York. What do you want to say about New York and the queer scene?
New York is neither Europe nor the United States of America, although it is getting more like the United States of America, which is frightening. New York City has a vital underground, socially responsible movement of queers. And the sadly key word is that it's underground. They are being silenced and invisibilized by the LGBT world that has the money and access to media. And so social reform movements within the queer communities in New York are not making the headway that they could make were they receiving cooperation from people in power within the LGBT movement. And there's a lot of that. I don't particularly feel welcome in that strata. In New York, the leaders of the queer socially conscious movement are mostly folks who are not white. They're mostly folks who are not middle class, whatever that is. They don't have much money. And so, again, there's not much access to public media. You don't see them because New York takes great pains to take anybody like that, LGBTQ, whatever. If you're not clean, they want you in another borough. They want you burrowed into a hole in the ground. The queer leaders in New York City are fighting that now, and I'm proud of them, and I'm proud to be part of that movement.